A very good morning to one and all, in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我奉主耶稣基督的名向大家问安。
On this occasion of our church's 75th anniversary, we really want to give thanks to God for His faithfulness.
我们在这75周年纪念日的时候，我们要感谢神的信实。
God has indeed blessed Life Church since it was inaugurated at 5:30 p.m. on the third Sunday of October 1950.
神在1950年10月的第三个主日5:30的时候，让我们开始了这个设立了这个教会。
And God enabled Life Church to grow from a small congregation of 30 members at Prinsep Street to more than 1,000 members here at Gilstead Road.
这个是在那个时候30个会友从 Prinsep Street 的那个教会来到我们这边开始了这个教会。
And God opened so many doors to Life Church that Life Church became a mother of more than 50 Bible Presbyterian churches in Singapore.
神让我们有特别的恩典，在新加坡设立了超过50间的其他笃信圣经长老会的教会。
And also many more churches beyond our shores.
还有在外地的许多教会。
And in the past 75 years,God has also preserved Life Church and provided for all its ministries.
神也在这过去的75年里常常供应我们不同事工上的需要。
And so it is by God's grace alone that we are still holding forth the word of life.
就是因着神特别的恩典，我们今天能够将生命的道表明出来。
Now the theme that we have chosen for our 75th anniversary is As we see the day approaching.
今天这个周年纪念，我们所选择的这个主题是我们既晓得那日子降临。
And this theme is taken directly from a passage in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10.
这个主题是从希伯来书第十章里面取出来的。
And the passage reads,Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching.
希伯来书第十章23-25节，也要坚守我们所承认的指望。不自摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的，又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
You know, this passage comes at the end of a very long theological discourse.About the supremacy of Jesus Christ.
这一个总结是在他们教导了这个有关主耶稣基督是极为重要的教导之后。
And at this point, the writer then wants his readers to know what they ought to do in response to knowing these truths about Christ.
而这个教导是在告诉我们说，在知道了主耶稣基督是这么重要的时候之后，我们怎么样把它运用在我们的生活当中。
First, he tells us to rely on Christ alone to give full access to God.
所以这让我们能够要完全的依靠主耶稣基督来到上帝的面前。
And then we are told to remain faithful to Christ.
然后我们要忠心的跟随基督。
After that comes this passage where our thoughts are directed to 2 days which have to do with Christ.
然后呢，这个在教导我们有两个重要的日子，有关耶稣基督的。
And the first one is the day for us to be renewed in Christ.
所以第一个就是让我们在基督里更新我们的日子。
And this refers to the Lord's Day which is observed by meeting together for worship and fellowship.
这个就是讲到我们在主日的时候聚集在一起来敬拜跟团契。
In the early church, there were already some who habitually failed to turn up on the Lord's Day.
所以在早期的教会， 已经有人常常习惯性的没有来参加崇拜。
And that's why in verse 25, the writer tells his readers not to do this.
所以在25节，这个作者提醒那些会友们不可以这样做。
In fact, they ought to be even more diligent about attending church as the day of Christ's return draws nearer.
因为主耶稣基督要来的日子近了，那么他们应该更殷勤的聚集在一起来敬拜神。
Now we are so much nearer to the day of Christ's return than those early Christians.
今天我们比他们更加靠近主耶稣基督再来的日子。
Therefore, it is even more needful for us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
所以我们更加不我们更加不应该没有常常的聚会。
Dearly beloved, you have a weekly appointment to keep here in God's house.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们有一个很重要的日子，就是每个礼拜来到这边相聚。
And you should not miss that appointment.
而你不应该错过这样的一个约会。
Unless you are sick or infirm with age, or you are away on an overseas trip, make it a point to be in God's house every Sunday.
除非你是生病了，或者是你出国旅行，或者是你年纪太大，实在无法来教会，不然的话，你们都应该来到这边聚会崇拜。
You may remember that 5 years ago we could not even gather in church on Sundays for 2 months because of the pandemic.
你们可能还记得5年前有2个月，我们没有办法来到这边敬拜神。
And so we all learn how to worship online.
所以我们开始学习在网上面敬拜神。
But you know now, long after worship services in church have resumed, there are about 20% who still choose to worship online.
可以在现在我们大家能够回来崇拜之后，还是有20%的人还是选择在线上崇拜。
Now online worship is fine for those who are on travel overseas or are sick or infirm with age.
所以在线上崇拜对这些出国不在新加坡还有那些生病跟年长的人可能很有用处。
But it is not the same as being physically present in the house of the Lord.
但是跟我们来到这个聚会所敬拜神是很不一样的。
It can never replace on-site worship where a proper ambience of worship is maintained.
所以我们在家里崇拜没有办法让我们有大家一起敬拜的那个环境。
And there are no household distractions to around us.
我们没有物质里面的那些东西来分散我们的集中力。
Now, have you ever wondered why we need to attend church every Sunday?
你们有没有想过为什么我们需要每个主日来到这边敬拜神呢？
Why is it so important for God's people to gather together as a congregation week after week?
为什么上帝的子民需要每个星期都集合聚集在一起呢？
One reason is that doing this enables us all to be renewed in Christ together.
因为当我们这么做的时候，我们能够在主里面有更新。
Jesus said that he is the Lord of the Sabbath.
因为主耶稣告诉我们他是主日的主。
And so we come here every Sunday to be spiritually renewed in our walk with him.
所以我们每个礼拜来到这边，我们能够更新我们与神的同行。
On weekdays, we tend to be occupied with the things of the world.
我们在普通的周日的时候，我们充满着许多我们要做的事。
And it is through worshiping the Lord together on His day that we get ourselves refocused on Him.
所以在主日我们敬拜神，一起敬拜神的时候，我们再一次把我们的集中点放在我们的上帝那边。
Through the preaching of His word here, our weary souls are revived to live for Christ.
当我们听到神的话语的时候，我们的很重的重担能够卸下来。
And by the encouragement that we share one with another, we are strengthened to press on in our service to Christ.
我们在彼此的鼓励当中，我们能够更激励大家，更有气力的来侍奉神。
And all this then helps us to do what is mentioned in verse 23 of our text.
所以这让我们能够在有如23节那边所提到的我们当做的。
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful who promised.
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不致动摇，因为那应许我们的是信实的。
You see, by being renewed in Christ each week, we can cling firmly to his promises.
因为当我们每个礼拜更新了之后，我们就更能加抓紧他的应许。
And this becomes especially needful when difficult trials beset us.
特别是当我们遇到问题跟困难的时候。
And when the pressures to conform to the world becomes too great for us to resist.
当世界给我们的压力，我们很难去面对的时候。
This is something that applies to every one of us.
这能够让我们每个人来运用它。
It applies to all our youths who face tremendous pressure from their peers to indulge in worldly pleasure.
这也让我们的年轻人在参与有时周围的朋友有那种世界的诱惑的时候。
Being renewed in Christ each week will enable you to hold fast to His promise of the greater pleasures found in Him alone.
所以当你能够这么做的时候，你就能够依靠神的能力去得胜他。
This also applies to all our working adults.
这也帮助我们成年人，工作的成年人。
You are constantly urged to climb to the top of the corporate ladder.
你们可能一直想往上爬，在工作岗位上。
And even to do that by using means that are not glorifying to God.
可能你们会要使用一些不荣耀神的方式这么做。
Now, being renewed in Christ each week will keep you trusting in His promise of being promoted as you maintain a shining testimony in your working life.
所以当你能够再一次在主里面更新的时候，你就能够记得说你能够靠上帝的恩典来在工作上得到提升，而不是靠自己的能力。
And this also applies to all our seniors here.
啊，这也能够运用在我们这些乐龄的人当中。
Especially those of us who may be burdened with fears about coping with depleting resources.
可能我们会为着我们周围的一些资源减少而感到担心。
Or with limited mobility.
我们可能行动越来越不方便。
Or with failing health.
或者是身体越来越软弱多病。
By being renewed in Christ each week, you'll be able to hold fast to the promise He made to carry you even to your old age.
所以当我们每个礼拜聚集的时候，那么你就有那个能力去面对你老年人的日子。
Now the point here is this.
重点在这边。
No matter what our age or our situation in life may be, we all need to be constantly renewed in Christ so that we can keep holding fast to God's promises.
所以无论我们是什么年龄，我们都需要这样的一个能力来帮助我们更新。
And this has become even more needful now as the day of Christ's return draws nearer and nearer.
这个现在是非常有必要的，因为主耶稣基督将在临的日子已经越来越靠近了。
The temptations we face from a sinful world are becoming more challenging to overcome.
现在我们周围的诱惑也越来越大。
And so we need much more help than before to resist the strong influences of the world.
我们需要更多的帮助来帮助我们来面对这个世界的诱惑。
Now our help to be renewed in Christ is meant to be a mutual help.
所以我们更应该要有这个彼此的相顾。
As verse 24 reads, "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works."
第二十四节告诉我们说，我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And this means looking beyond ourselves and seeking the very best way to excite one another to love and to good works as believers.
所以我们就应该不单只是看自己，而是要看外在的，来激发这样的爱心。
The word provoke that is used in this verse is a particularly strong word.
所以在这个经文里面，他用的这个字激发是一个很强烈的字眼。
It literally means to incite.
它真正的一个意思是指煽动。
And in certain contexts, it can even mean to irritate.
在某一些情况下，它也可以讲是刺激。
We think of how a beautiful pearl is formed within a seashell through irritation.
所以我们知道那个珍珠在一个贝壳里面它是怎么形成的呢？是因为有这些刺激物使到它形成这个珍珠。
Dearly beloved, if we live the Christian life on our own, entirely isolated from other Christians, we soon become spiritually cold and inactive.
所以亲爱的 弟兄姐妹，如果我们生活是分别孤单的话，那么我们的属灵的灵命就会非常的冷淡。
It is so easy to just lapse into a state of slumber if we have nobody to encourage us.
当没有人鼓励我们的时候，我们会进入一个非常懒散的一种状况。
We all need each other's prodding to keep pressing on.
所以我们需要彼此来推动大家，来彼此推动，好叫我们能够前进。
We need to keep each other going on in this earthly journey.
叫我们在这个世界的路途上，我们能够彼此勉励。
Remind yourself that you are not the only Christian who is struggling to live for Christ victoriously.
要常常提醒我们自己，我们不是独一的一个，需要为着耶稣基督来过一个得胜的生活。
There are many others who are also struggling against the world and against the flesh.
还有其他很多弟兄姐妹跟我们一样，为着我们的身、我们的肉体跟软弱在挣扎着。
And you have a role to play in helping them.
你有一个很大的义务要去帮助他们。
And thus we have seen how the writer of Hebrews urges his readers to consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
所以我们看到这些希伯来的弟兄姐妹，他们怎么样激发爱心，勉励行善。
So that they will all remain steadfast in holding fast the profession of their faith.
好叫他们的信心能够得到稳固。
And in order to do this, they must meet regularly.
因此他们每个礼拜天都需要聚集在一起。
And that meeting would take place every Sunday, which is the Lord's Day.
而这个聚会就是在星期天，也就是在主日。
Well, perhaps you may ask, how do we know that they met together on Sunday?
所以你可能会问，你怎么知道他们是在礼拜天聚集呢？
This can actually be traced back to what the disciples of Christ did just after Jesus resurrected from the dead.
这个我们可以从主耶稣基督复活之后，他的门徒怎么样聚集来教导我们。
And I would like to relate the account of this as given in John's Gospel.
所以我们可以从约翰福音那边来看到。
For through this account, you'll be able to understand how you can be renewed in Christ on the Lord's Day.
所以从这我们可以看到，我们怎么样可以在主日里面更新。
Well, according to John chapter 20, verse 19, after our Lord Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared in the midst of his gathered disciples on the first day of the week.
所以在约翰福音二十章十九节告诉我们说，那个他们聚集在一起，就是在七日的第一日。
And then verse 26 tells us that Jesus appeared to the disciples again after 8 days.
所以在二十六节告诉我们说，在第八天的时候，他们过了八日，他们又聚集在一起。
Now, to the Jews, a part of a day is considered as a day.
所以对犹太人来说，他们一部分的天就算是一日。
And this explains why when Jesus said that he would rise from the dead after 3 days, it turned out to be only 2 days later.
所以我们看到主耶稣他讲第三天三日他会复活，而其实是两天而已。
Because it included the day that he died on the cross.
因为他死在十字架上的那一天也算是一天。
And so following this, his appearance to Thomas in verse 26 would have also taken place on a Sunday.
所以之后呢，他在就是那一天他向那个多马显现的时候也算是一天。
So the disciples went on to make Sunday the official day for their weekly gathering because of Christ's resurrection.
所以他们就在那个第七天的时候就变成他们一起聚会敬拜神的日子。
And it was called the Lord's Day.
也在那个时候称为主日。
This eventually led to the church using Sunday as the day when Christians would come together for worship.
所以这之后也成为今天我们基督徒在主日我们大家聚集在一起敬拜的日子。
So what does this mean for us?
这教导我们什么呢?
It means that when we come to church each Sunday, we are reenacting by faith the experience of these disciples in this passage of Scripture.
所以当我们主日聚集在一起的时候，我们就好像这些早期的信徒重演他们当时所发生的事情。
We gather together in one place like they did in anticipation of meeting with our Lord Jesus.
所以我们聚集在一起的时候，我们就来跟主耶稣基督见面。
And we come in faith believing that Jesus himself is present here to take away all our doubts and fears.
所以我们聚集在这边的时候，我们以信心的相信主耶稣会除掉我们的疑惑跟惧怕。
And that he is here to refresh us with the Holy Spirit.
他也会借着圣灵来再一次更新我们。
And whenever we take the Lord's Supper, our faith is strengthened as his body and blood are represented to us in the bread and the cup.
所以当我们守这个赐圣餐的时候，就是他的身体和他的血来提醒我们。
And they serve the same purpose as the wounds which Jesus showed to those disciples.
当我们吃圣餐的时候，就好像主耶稣向他的门徒显现、彰显他的身体一样。
These are the signs that testify of his death on the cross for us.
这就是让我们再一次被提醒他怎么样为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And they fill our hearts with joy of knowing that all our sins are forgiven.
我们再一次被提醒，当我们的罪被除去的时候，我们的心中是多么的喜乐。
And as the Lord Jesus speaks to us through his word, he may comfort us with words of peace.
所以神的话语也会给我们安慰。
Or he may rebuke us for being as faithless as Thomas.
有时他也会斥责我们，好像多马对他没有信心一样。
Or he may instruct us to go forth in his name to do his will, just as he instructed those disciples.
所以他也有时会指导我们，让我们学习怎么样去行他的旨意，有如他教导早期的信徒一般。
And then at the end of our meeting with the risen Lord, he blesses us.
所以在结束的时候，我们的复活主他会祝福我们。
And that's what we see in verse 29.
也就是我们在二十九节我们看到的。
And so we can look forward to having such an encounter with Christ here in church.
所以我们来到教会的时候，我们就有如早期的信徒与耶稣见面一般。
Now if this becomes our spiritual experience each Lord's Day, we will be renewed in Christ together to fulfill the mission he has given to us.
如果这是我们的经历，那么我们就能够有这个更新的心意。
Our risen Lord will work in and through us.
我们的复活主能够借着我们的生命改变我们。
He will build his church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it.
所以他会建立他的教会，地狱的门也不会再威胁我们。
So let us look forward to each Lord's day as the day when we can come to meet with him together.
所以让我们期待着每个主日的到来。
Make it a top priority to be in the Lord's house for our weekly appointment with him.
让我们跟神在主日的约会成为我们生命中最重要的一环。
And let us not follow the example of Thomas.
让我们不要学习多马。
He was absent when the disciples first met together.
当那些信徒第一次聚会的时候，他不在那里。
And because he was not there, Thomas continued to live in fear and in unbelief for 1 week.
所以多马因为不在那边，那一个星期他就是在担心跟恐惧的当中。
And nothing that the other disciples said could convince him that Jesus had truly risen from the dead.
所以其他的信徒告诉他耶稣基督复活了，他还是不相信。
Thomas remained firm in his unbelief.
他还是非常坚持的不相信。
Because he had not been there to experience the blessed encounter they had with the risen Christ.
因为他没有在第一个主日的时候跟他们一起的见证到耶稣基督的复活。
It was only when Thomas attended their meeting on the next Sunday that he realized what great blessings he had missed.
所以这个多马他在第二个主日的时候，他才能够真正的经历主耶稣基督的复活。
So let us not be like that and end up missing these great blessings.
希望我们不会像他错过了神的祝福。
Make it your priority to keep your weekly appointment with the Lord and with his people every Sunday.
让我们把这个主日的敬拜来到神的面前，还有跟弟兄姐妹 的团契放在我们生命中最重要的一环。
But many Christians today hardly spend time to fellowship with other Christians.
今天很多基督徒没有什么机会跟其他的信徒交通。
And they habitually would excuse themselves from attending fellowship meetings, prayer meetings, and church camps.
所以很多时候他们就是错过了教会的团契、教会的营会，还有教会一些活动。
And perhaps they assume that just attending worship service is sufficient.
可能他们就觉得说主日的崇拜这样就够了。
But you know, during worship service, there's hardly any opportunity for mutual encouragement among Christians.
所以我们知道，在崇拜的时候，我们其实没有时间来彼此团契。
Since the primary focus during worship is to listen to God's word and to praise Him.
因为在崇拜的时候，我们都是来赞美神跟听神的话语。
And so, in addition,to coming for worship, we also need to spend sufficient time in good fellowship with other Christians.
所以除了来敬拜之外，我们还是要有时间来彼此的团契。
And that would be for the purpose of exhorting one another and stirring one another unto love and to good works.
好叫我们能够彼此激励，爱心。
The things that we share should have this goal in mind.
所以我们常常要有一个这样的目标。
Now that may take the form of sharing a personal testimony that can motivate someone to trust more in God.
所以可能我们可以借着我们的见证来鼓励其他的弟兄姐妹更信靠神。
Or of sharing some needs that can be met by others.
或者是他们有些需要可以得到帮助。
The kind of sharing that we want to see during fellowship is sharing that stirs us all to godly action.
所以团契的目的就是使得我们能够更好有更有能力的为神而活。
To do things for the glory of God, for the benefit of Christian brethren, and for the salvation of souls.
所以就是能够更好的来激励彼此来为神生活。
So let us keep exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching.
所以我们更加要准备好那日子临近了。
And this brings us now to the second day that is mentioned in our passage of Scripture.
这让我们来看到这个第二个的日子。
The day for us to be ready to meet Christ.
就是让我们预备见基督的日子。
You know, at the time when this was written, the Jewish believers were very apprehensive about coming together for corporate worship.
所以这个时候，刚刚开始就是希伯来书在书。撰写的时候，他们要聚集一起敬拜是一个相当困难的事情。
They were afraid that they might face severe persecution.
他们很担心他们会受到很大的压迫。
And this was a persecution that started after a great fire burned down the city of Rome in AD 64.
这个就是在那时候，在罗公元64年的时候，罗马的就是被烧的。有一个大火 烧他们城市的时候
And the emperor of Rome blamed all the Christians for this fire.
所以尼禄王帝那时候就把这个问题怪罪于基督徒
As many Christians then began suffering, the Jewish believers were now greatly tempted to abandon their faith in Christ and to return back to Judaism.
当这些犹太的基督徒他们被压迫的时候，他们可能就想要放弃他们的基督徒信仰。
And the writer of Hebrews wanted to help them to overcome their fear by telling them that Jesus will return.
所以写希伯来书的作者就是要鼓励他们，提醒他们主耶稣基督的再来。
When Christ returns, their faith in Him will be fully vindicated.
因为当主耶稣基督再来的时候，他们的信心就能够得到平反。
And all their suffering and persecution will cease.
所以他们之后的这些受苦就会被终止。
So this is what the writer had said at the end of the previous chapter.
这就是在之前一章有提到的。
So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin, or not to deal with sin anymore, but unto salvation.
所以像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向那等候他的人第二次显现。并与罪无关，乃是要拯救他们。
And as they see the day of his return approaching, they must then hold fast their profession of faith firmly.
所以，当他们被提醒耶稣基督再来的日子的时候，他们要把守他们的信心。
And to do that, they would need each other's help.
所以要这样做的话，他们必须彼此的激发爱心。
So this exhortation now applies to us.
所以这个鼓励今天也可以运用在我们的身上。
We are much nearer to the day of Christ's return than those first century believers.
我们比第一个世纪的基督徒更加接近主耶稣基督再来。
The words as he see the day approaching teach us to wait expectantly for Christ's return.
所以当我们在等候耶稣基督降临的日子的时候，我们更要预备我们自己。
And how can we get ourselves ready for his return?
我们要怎么样准备我们自己
by exhorting one another to stand firm for Christ, so that we can maintain our fervency and alertness against all the sin, deception, and apostasy of the end times.
这是我们要保存我们对主的这个热心和对所有罪的警觉，警惕末世的迷惑和悖道。
And I want you to notice that we are to consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works.
所以我们要彼此鼓励的是什么呢？就是我们要鼓励爱心跟行善。
And that refers to the right kind of love.
那才是正确的爱心。
To love God with all our heart and to love our neighbor as ourselves.
全心全意的爱神，并且爱我们的邻舍，有如爱我们自己一般。
This stands in contrast to the wrong kinds of love that will be found in the end times.
所以这个跟末世那时候的爱是完全不一样的。
2 Timothy chapter 3 says, This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God.
所以在提摩太后书第三章一到四节告诉我们，你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤毒，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱厌乐，不爱神。Dearly
beloved, all these things are happening today.
弟兄姐妹，这些事情现在正在发生。
For instance, we see that self-love is so evident in the individual social media profiles and the intense desire for likes.
所以我们能够在社交媒体那边看到，如果你喜欢一个东西，你可以放那个字 like 在那边。
And the term lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God aptly describes the pursuit of instant gratification that is so prevalent today.
所以我们看到爱世界多过爱神，这个就是今天我们的周围。
All these things are indications that we are now living in momentous times.
所以这让我们看到我们现在活在这个危险的日子里面。
The day of our Lord's return is approaching nearer and nearer.
所以我们主耶稣基督要来的日子越来越近了。
Now certainly it will be a very glad day of deliverance for us who are in Christ.
所以我们在耶稣基督里面的人，我们能够跟他们不一样。
But it will be a sad day of God's judgment for those who are in the world.
所以可是在那一天，当耶稣基督再来的时候，他的审判对这个世界来说是很可悲的。
Dear friends, it may not be long before the end time plagues and judgments come upon this world.
所以我们知道世界末了的日子已经非常的接近了。
It may not be long before the Antichrist subdues the whole world to worship him.
我们知道这个敌基督可能会把整个世界攻取。
And it may not be long before Christ descends for his final battle against all unsaved humanity.
所以主耶稣基督降临也要来审判。
The door to enter God's kingdom may soon be shut for them.
所以要进入神的国的这个门将会被关上。
Can we then be content to just watch all this happening and do nothing for them?
我们是否能够看着这些事情发生而不做任何事吗？
No, we should now be doing all that we can to warn them that the day of the Lord's return is approaching.
所以我们要很努力地去做一些事情。
They need to understand the nature of being caught unprepared for his coming.
他们必须要知道当主耶稣基督再来的审判。
And they need to know that now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation.
所以他们必须要知道现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
Dearly beloved, our Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，耶稣基督就要来了。
So let us do all that we can now to warn all our unbelieving friends and our loved ones to be ready for Christ's glorious return.
所以我们要很殷勤地鼓励我们不信主的朋友，还有我们很至亲的家人，让他们准备好耶稣基督的再来。
And as we celebrate our 75th anniversary, we cannot be satisfied just to look back at all that has been achieved and stay where we are.
所以今天我们在感恩庆祝75周年的时候，我们不能够只是站在这边，一直回味以前的事情，不可以这样。
We in Life Church must now be renewed in Christ to press onward in the work of the Lord.
所以我们必须来更新，来做主的工。
As God's people, we must rise up to meet the great challenge of our times.
所以身为神的儿女，我们应该起立来为神工作。
But only then can we be ready to meet Christ when He returns.
好叫我们能够准备好去面对他的再来。
Now there may be some here who may not be ready for His return because you have not yet turned to Christ for salvation.
在我们当中有一些人可能还没有准备好，因为你还没有信靠耶稣。
And I want you to know now how you can be saved.
那现在我要给你知道你能够怎么样得到这个救恩。
Firstly,You need to accept everything that the Bible says about Jesus and about yourself as true.
所以你必须要接受圣经教导有关主耶稣基督还有有关你的真理。
Secondly, you must confess to Jesus personally that you need his salvation.
第二，你必须向他承认你是罪人才以得救。
And thirdly,You must personally commit your life to Jesus once and for all with no thought of turning back.
所以第三，你必须委身于他，并且不回头。
Make Jesus your Lord and Savior from now onwards.
让主耶稣成为你生命的主，就是从现在开始。
And as your life is renewed in Christ, you can then look forward to the day of His return and be ready to meet Him with great joy.
所以当你的生命有了更新之后，你就可以准备好来面对神。
So through this morning's sermon, we have all been challenged to be faithful in two matters.
所以今天早上的信息提醒我们，我们要在这两方面得到鼓励。
Firstly, to keep the day which is meant for us to be renewed in Christ.
那就是我们要守一周的一日，让我们在基督里更新。
And secondly, to be prepared for the day of Christ's return so that we'll be ready to meet him.
第二就是我们要预备耶稣基督再来的日子与他见面。
May the Lord find us faithful in doing these things until we see him face to face.
希望主让我们忠心。
Now in closing, we shall now bring this service to an end by singing the hymn, What If It